Georgina Downer, the daughter of former Foreign Minister Alexander Downer, has been pre-selected to run in the Mayo by-election in South Australia. But despite the pre-selection of a woman on a Liberal ticket, the lack of female parliamentarians among the ranks of the coalition remains pretty pronounced. The Minister for Women, Kelly O'Dwyer, has established a fighting fund to boost the stocks of women seeking to run for the Liberal Party. So, will it work? Helen Kroger is the chairman of the Liberal Party's Federal Women's Committee. She's also, of course, a former senator. Helen Kroger, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Good to be with you.
Does the Liberal Party have a gender problem?
We need more women in our parliamentary ranks, period. There is no question about that, Patricia. And I endorse what Matthias said in your grab, that Kelly's announcement is a great initiative. It's a sensational initiative, because what it does is it sharpens the focus on one of the elements that we need to look at to make sure that we get more women representing us in the parliament.
But we just saw Jane Prentice get ousted. Is that a very good sign?
Personally, I thought it was a terrible thing to happen. Jane is a great member of parliament. She has that has been recognised by being made a minister. She's a very capable woman. She has been a great representative and remains a great representative for the people of Ryan, and in fact they elected her not once but three times. So personally I think it's a great tragedy, but you know, that at the end of the day, in the Liberal Party we are a federation of states where each division, within each of those divisions, party members pre-select and staunchly defend their right to pre-select their MPs. That's what they've done. That's the decision they made up there, and it's not one that I personally support, but it's the decision they made.
In Victoria, we know that a female Senator, Jane Hume, is under threat. Her pre-selection is under threat. Should she, in your view, be put in a winnable position?
You're asking someone who was in a winnable position and was dumped into an unwinnable position when my term finished in the Senate. So you're probably asking a question there that sort of resonates very closely. Jane's only been in Parliament, I think, close for 2 years now, coming up for 2 years, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Not very long anyway. From experience, it takes about 12 months to navigate your way around the corridors in Canberra. She's only been there for, I think, 2 years. She is our only woman on the Senate ticket. I have a very straightforward view on this, which is that we have to have a woman on our Senate ticket. Now, however that is determined, that is my hard and fast belief that we should be represented with a Victorian woman on the Victorian Senate ticket.
Should all federal MPs from the Victorian Liberal Party in the ministry back her?
Well, once again, you know, the Liberal Party is a funny beast in that Liberal Party members staunchly defend their right to pre-select the members of Parliament who are going to represent them. And there is many a member of Parliament that has come under scrutiny themselves for trying to influence that. And so, it really is a fine line how you balance that. I've got mixed views on it, to be honest, Patricia, and ultimately that is up to the individual member of Parliament to make that call.
But Victorian front benches, get behind Jane Hume?
I think they should, yes.
All of them?
I think that...
Because we know there's a move on her.
I'm not sure that that's the case.
I reckon there is.
Because the pre-selection's not opened, and there's a lot of time between now and whenever that pre-selection is open. So I'm not sure that's the case. I'm one of those that have made my views very clear, and that is, under no circumstances can we have a bloke challenging a woman on that Senate ticket, period. And I've just shared my views about JM as well. I mean, she's been in there.
So if a woman challenges her from perhaps the right-wing faction, because we know there's been a conservative takeover of the Victorian branch, would that be okay?
Support. Jane has my support. Okay. I've already told her. She has my support. What I'm saying here is that I do not believe we're in a situation where we can have blokes contesting incumbent women within the party. Mm. Now, I say, but having said that, can I just, why I say that is because no member of parliament, whether man or woman, should be a protected species. Everybody should be up for scrutiny and appraisal. It's the fundamental right within the Liberal Party. Everybody should be up for scrutiny. What I don't think we can afford in the Liberal Party is to go backwards in terms of the numbers of women representing us in Parliament. And to achieve that, it means that we cannot be removing women from incumbent positions within the party without replacing them with women.
So in the case of what happened in Queensland, that shouldn't have happened. She should have been replaced by a woman.
Well, I'm not familiar with what happened on the ground in Queensland, but in instances where the local divisions cannot find women who are interested in contesting a particular pre-selection, then there has to be a plan for how they're going to make up for that in another seat or another area. But we actually can't go backwards, and I think that that's quite critical. I might say in Victoria, we've actually done really well at a state level. So we've been, the last 12 months, we've had around the state pre-selections. And in fact, whilst I was sitting waiting to come on, I was going through them, and we've got, it's something like 45% of the state pre-selections to date are women. So we've done really well, but it takes a real focus. And with Michael as state president, myself as chair of women, we really have done a lot to provide the support and encourage women to step up and run. So we actually are making great inroads. Federally, we've got a long way to go.
Kelly O'Dwyer said today that female Liberal candidates need to know that they will have the financial firepower behind them to run effective campaigns. Why does there need to be a separate fund for this? Why would women be doubtful about the level of backing they might get from the party?
Well, for all candidates actually have to do their own fundraising as well as support that they get from the party. So it's not that they don't get support across the board. All candidates are responsible for fundraising for their own campaigns as well. A lot of women who get involved in politics have not been involved in fundraising, may not have necessary networks that can assist them in fundraising endeavours. And that's why what Kelly has announced today, that's why that will go a long way to supporting women, particularly who may not have the expertise to raise money for campaigns.
If you're just tuning in, this is RN Drive. I'm Patricia Carvelis, and Helen Kroger is my guest. She's the chairman of the Liberal Party's Federal Women's Committee. She's also, of course, a former senator. So given this is the lay of the land now, there are, of course, other women who are going to come across this. Lucy Gachui, for instance, is a recent addition to the party. She joined after a short spell on the Senate crossbench. There are reports today that she'll be relegated to fourth spot on the South Australian Senate ticket. So that's an unwinnable spot. Do you also, you said you don't want to see the party go backwards. Does that mean she should be in a winnable spot?
I'm not familiar with that, and that's the first I have heard of that. You have got, in South Australia, you've got three Liberal senators there already, and with Lucy moving to the Liberal Party, that makes four. I guess what you're saying is that we're only going to win three spots.
If you're lucky.
You know, correct.
If you look at the numbers.
Correct. So, you know, that clearly is a decision they're going to have to make locally. That's not one I can reflect on.
Now, you do have a target for women. There's no way you're going to meet it as far as, you know, my maths, and I was reasonably okay at maths. Liberal Party has endorsed that target of 50% female candidates by 2025. You're not going to get there, are you?
Well, I always thought the target was going to be a challenging one when it was announced, but I thought the people who were talking about it had enormous goodwill in seeking to achieve it. It is difficult in the Liberal Party, which is why there's always been a challenge in setting and then meeting targets. And I would say the target is not like a mandated level. It's what we're aspiring to, I might add. The difficulty with that is that we do have a decentralised system where each of the states run their own operations. They run their own divisions. They have different pre-selection systems. They have different numbers and compositions of people who actually make up the conventions that pre-select candidates. So you've got a very disparate number of processes across the country. What the federal executive have focused on are ways in which we can support the leadership of each of the divisions to turn their mind to this so that they can make plans and have an agenda over a longer period of time to get more women in, which is why when you actually have a woman lose at pre-selection, unless there has to be somewhere else where you've got greater chance of getting a one up or pre-selected. You know, hence my comment, we can't go backwards. And as I said, in Victoria, we've been focusing on it for the coming state election. We've had amazing success at getting a large number of women pre-selected. The women pre-selected, a number of those have been pre-selected for what we call target seats or what we consider to be winnable seats. So there has been a lot of movement at the state level in Victoria. We're just needing to have that degree of movement at a federal level.
Helen Kroger, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
My pleasure.
Helen Kroger is the chairman of the Liberal Party's Federal Women's Committee. She's also, of course, a former senator. 0418 226 576 is our text line.